Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
I'm reading something right now that's going to make you very upset.
What is that?
According to KeeperTax.com, the IRS says nothing about paper receipts specifically. It says to keep records that clearly show your transaction, but there is no reason to keep paper receipts. It's the 21st century.
I'm telling you right now, in a clean world, right, a digital world, that might be what they say. But it ain't what they're feeling, girlfriend. If you get in the audit office, you want a pile of receipts just to dump over that worker's head. That says victory.
Tana and Raven, I don't understand Raven's obsession with keeping receipts. Like, it's not like the big purchases, like if you buy a new computer or you buy something that's for your business that's massive. I'm talking about, like, if we go to Wendy's and we pick up like a sandwich, he'll keep a $1.99 receipt.
Yeah, absolutely. I keep every receipt for every purchase I make throughout the entire year. That's no lie. I put them all in a folder, and then at the end of the year, I sort them all. They go into one category or another, and I claim nearly every dollar that I spent. I've been victorious at this Anna's app. Last year, I made out.
So remember how I told you that if you use your credit cards and you use your debit cards, you have those statements?
Oh, no, you want to back up.
No, it's not true. It says any purchase you make with a credit card, bank account, payment platform, etc. are automatically recorded for you in a bank statement. These statements contain all the critical information needed to constitute an expense record.
Are you writing what it is that you use these things for? Because I don't think you are, Anna Zapp. When you've got the handmade receipt, right? When you've got the piecemeal receipt, you write right on it, you put it right in the folder. That's as good as money in the bank.
But do you really believe that there is somebody in the U.S. government that when you submit your taxes...
Right.
That they're going to say, oh, let's get him in here. Right. And then they're going to look at your 7,000 receipts that you carry around with
you. Well, that's exactly the point, because they'd be buried in them. They'd be afraid of those receipts. So they know the man hours they'd have to put in to recover my measly little return, which is nothing to them, but big to me. That's the whole thing. I bury them in a mountain of evidence, Anna Zapp. It's a typical strategy.
When you say things like that,
by attrition.
I envision that you believe that, like, it's like the aliens in Men in Black.
Right.
Where they're all, you know, in that hub where the aliens are doing all the work and trying to transact
you
with the humans.
You believe that that's the home office of the IRS?
That's where the IRS is checking your receipts. That I believe in my mind that you think that there's aliens that are going to be checking your $1.99 chicken sandwich from Wendy's receipts and that they're going to be checking off.
They could try and contend whether or not that's a real deduction there.
I
believe that you have Will Smith on your mind. That's what I believe.
No, I that's what I think, that you think that there's all these people, aliens, that are just checking these receipts and
listen,
there's just no way.
All I'm saying is they might not ask, but if they do, I can track my movements from day to day. And I can tell you each one of the expenses that I did. I could do it for the entire past year if I had to. If I looked at my receipts and my transactions, I can tell you where I was, what I was doing, and how every single purchase is going to come back to me.
Wait a minute. So today is what, February 11th? Let me look at it. Yeah, February 11th.
Yep.
If you look at February 11th, 2019, 1 year ago today, you can tell me exactly what you bought, where the receipts are from?
I could tell you everything from that day, essentially, definitely the week. I could tell you exactly what I was doing. No question about it.
Right now?
Yes.
All right, do it.
Well, give me 2 seconds.
All right. Well, you have the commercial spots. When we get back from the commercial spots, you got to tell us what you did exactly a year ago today.
I can do that.
All right, go. Raven keeps every single receipt, which I think is incredible because I don't believe there's actually an IRS agent or anyone in the federal government that is going through individually all his fast food receipts.
Well, I'll tell you right now, if they do, they've got another thing coming if they want to go ahead and face off with me, because I can tell you everything that I've been doing, including a year ago today, which was the challenge you just gave me. Right.
So he scans them.
Right.
No,
there's no scams. I can just tell you everything.
No, you scan.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
With your scanner.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I got one of them fancy printers now. You just stack them in there, and it goes whoop, whoop, and it eats the receipts.
So what were you doing exactly 1 year ago, according to receipts, February 11, 2019?
Personal or business? Which would you like to know first?
I guess personal.
Personal, I was buying nail grooming clippers for my dogs, 24-count pork roll bones. the plastic sink strainers, you know, those ones that you can never get them at Walmart anymore. They never restock the shelves. So I had to go through Amazon. So then, of course, I had to buy them in bulk. So I got like a dozen of the sink strainers.
I don't even know what that is.
But I got a really good price on it. That's mm-hmm. good. Oh, and the professional animal deluxe clippers, which my dogs won't let me use on them, actually. But,
okay.
You know, what are you going to do? And then for business,
let me see.
We actually had like an acoustic concert going on. And I can tell you that because I snuck fast food in here.
Mm-hmm.
I went to CVS for chocolates.
Where, hold on. Where'd you go for fast food?
Duchess for fast food. I got the chicken sandwich.
Okay.
Delicious, the chicken sandwich, by the way, if you didn't know. I can see flowers on here for later in the week because you got to go on the Tuesday before Valentine's Day because if you go on Valentine's Day, they're twice as much.
So wait a minute.
So I would get the flowers.
You got the flowers days in advance? Weren't they dead by the time last year?
No. I deliver the flowers to my wife and I say, Happy Valentine's Day. And she says, it's Thursday. This is last year. It was Thursday. And I said, no. And then I act like I didn't know. But the flowers are really fresh and I paid less for them.
Okay.
I see that I actually sneak more fast food than I thought.
I'm sure.
Oh, here's Freddy's Pizza. I actually had Freddy's Pizza last night. So
okay.
This is kind of strange, right? It's like all a right. time machine that
okay,
came back right here.
You keep all your receipts.
I can categorize each one of those for even the flowers. Man. That's home office.
I feel bad for the IRS agent that has to read through your receipts. you're right.
It's like
right.
a tax time machine. Bring it on, man.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.